We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Edens, our top local story. The job losses continue to pick up the pace here in California because of the pandemic and the resulting lockdown orders. Latest figures show nearly 300,000 more people filed fresh claims for jobless benefits last week. Former State Employment Chief Michael Burnick, who's a fellow with the Milken Institute in Santa Monica, tells KNX the crisis continues to cause heavy economic damage.
We see workers who were initially laid off in March and April, then brought back in June, laid off again. And we see this continued dynamic of businesses that have tried to hold on and are now, with the renewed lockdowns, finally deciding either they have to lay off people or even in some cases close and close permanently.
The figure for weekly claims from California dwarfed the jobless figures elsewhere in the nation. The only other states that had new filings last week above 100,000 are Georgia and Florida. There's a warning that child care systems across California are vulnerable because of the verge and on the verge of collapse because of the coronavirus pandemic.
For those that are open, they're risking their health to be there and assuming more costs to try to maintain a safe environment.
And those two things are combining to create really untenable circumstances.
That's Leah Austin, director of UC Berkeley's Center for the Study of Child Care Employment, which recently surveyed hundreds of preschools and in-home child care centers across the state. She says many providers have already signaled that they will not be able to survive this.
Public intervention and resources are really critical. Without that, the burden falls on individuals trying to provide the service who can't take on any more financial risk and burden.
In Los Angeles County, she says the majority of providers surveyed said many families were unable to pay for child care because they lost jobs or income, and that's also a burden for those programs. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There's need for more computers at schools around the state. Most California districts are required to start online classes this fall, but schools say they are short about a million laptops and Wi-Fi hotspots. According to the Sacramento Bee, about 20% of the total K-12 population does not have the technology necessary to participate in distance learning. The cost to fix the issue be about $500 million. School districts with large numbers of Black and Hispanic students are seeing a big funding gap. That's according to a study by a think tank called the Century Foundation, which calculated how much money it would take to bring all students to the national average test scores. And it found while the nation's two-thirds of school districts don't have enough money to provide sufficient education to students, that disparity is even more pronounced in areas with more Black and Latino children. The Century Foundation senior fellow Hallie Potter says it's partly because the needs are greater in poor districts and partly because schools are typically funded by local property taxes, which favors areas with more property wealth. And she says the pandemic will make things worse for minority students.
During the Great Recession, not surprisingly, but unfortunately, the districts that had the funding gaps are also the districts that had the biggest cuts following the Great Recession. This is one of the reasons why I think these districts are going to be especially vulnerable right now in this moment of a pandemic.
Study found the funding gap for districts that are majority Black or Latino is, on average, more than $5,000 per student. Governor Newsom and health care facilities around California are at odds over a shortage in supplies. Hospitals and care centers say they have not gotten enough PPE and safety gear to handle patients during the pandemic. Carmela Coyle is the CEO of the California Hospital Association. She spoke with NBC Sacramento about the concerns.
The most important asset are nurses and doctors at the bedside. So we are battling shortages.
But Governor Newsom puts the blame on the hospitals. He says the state's been stockpiling and delivering supplies on a steady basis, but hospitals and health care facilities are mishandling the supplies. To help out, Newsom says he will more aggressively track deliveries, and he will also deliver more N95 masks to frontline workers. While demand remains high, people who need COVID-19 tests may find it easier to make an appointment this week at one of the L.A. County or city sites.
With expanded capacity, the sites can test more than 140,000 people this week.
The need continues to rise across the county.
Dr. Christina Galli is the county's health services director.
The city of Los Angeles and the county, as well as many other stakeholders, are working closely together to be able to ensure that there's testing capacity for all those who need it.
The county is adding capacity at some existing sites. It will be opening three new testing sites next week in Montebello, Panorama City, and Southgate. And three additional sites are coming soon to Azusa, Compton, and Downey.
These sites represent very important capacity for the high-need, vulnerable communities.
Galli says they've been among the hardest hit by the pandemic and yet lacked access to testing. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti says the city's sites can now test up to 18,500 people a day, a new high, and the turnaround time on results is averaging 30 hours.
Testing at all county and city-operated sites is prioritized for people with COVID-19 symptoms, for people who live and work in high-risk setting, for those who have had a known exposure to someone with COVID-19, and for essential workers.
People who think they need a test are urged to check with a doctor first. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.